don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on May the 19th, 2008. I always suggest to newcomers they look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and download lots of the older talks. They might be older, but old is not out. You understand the past, you understand the present, and you understand where the future is going, or even why it's going this way. So try and put the pieces together. There's lots of talks and lots of information in those particular ones on the site. And look into alanwattsentinel.eu, and you can download transcripts in the various languages of Europe. The times, I think everyone senses how everything is speeding up. It's almost like it's in the air, you might say, and it might very literally be in the air because so many sciences are at play. But we all sense that something's coming down quick. It's like the big wolf pack round about you, and they're nipping in to the herd in the middle from all different angles. And this is a form of warfare in itself, by hitting people with so much information on so many topics to do with your social setup, your society, to do with everything that you depend upon for living. So it's not by coincidence that it's all coming out now. They're taking away your water rights and so on. They're going to make you pay for everything and even every breath you take eventually down the road. And all the nonsense too about higher taxes on obese people because they breathe more CO2. This is all part of a psychological war that's been waged via the media on the public's minds to make us more static in a sense. You're going to shock and awe, and we can't really move. It seems so bizarre. And it's meant to be bizarre. That's how psychological warfare works. It tends to immobilize you. When you're looking for the answers which you can't grasp, you don't have the data, you don't have all the insight, and you try to make sense out of nonsense, then you grab a hold of the experts who come forward and give you all the multitudes of opinions from all sides, which further confuse you, and eventually you shut down and ignore the topic altogether, and they come in and they do what they're going to say, and you're further into the slavery system. And that's what it is. It's really a slavery system. We find that Charles Galton Darwin has said in his book, The Next Million Years, which is quite the boast by a top psychopath, he said, there's always been a form of slavery, and we are simply creating a more sophisticated form of slavery. Well, it's here. It's sophisticated in the sense that it encompasses everything you've ever learned. In fact, your whole education was part of the indoctrination into the slavery system. The National Educational Association is part of an international educational association which makes sure that everyone gets taught the same nonsense. And when they've dumbed you down and stupefied you enough so that you can't think clearly or rationally for yourself, they give you a little certificate, your quality approval stamp, that allows you to join their system as a worker slave. And that's what it's all about. Very simple. And as long as you all come out the factory the same, the school is just a factory with this quality approval stamp, you'll never figure it out because everyone around you, of your own peer group, have had the same indoctrination. So all you do is parrot the stuff back and forth to each other. Young people tend, by intuitiveness, really, an instinct, they understand there's something wrong, but they don't know what it is. And so they tend to rebel. And I'm going to go into this rebellion and how it's managed on the other side of this break, back in a few minutes.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix. This matrix, which is just a big system that was created that you think is reality, but it's not reality at all. It's run as slickly as any Hollywood movie, and we call it life. That's what we've been taught to call it. We're taught that everything is somehow normal within this system, even though anyone who's lived a few years very quickly catches on that something's vastly wrong. Something's vastly wrong when a few families can control countries, when maybe a few hundred, a few thousand families control the whole planet, and have done it for thousands of years at the expense of everyone else. And it's all done by what I call conology. Conology, the ability to con people, to completely hypnotize them into a fake reality so that they never figure out that they are a slave and that everything around them that you think is official and good and proper, that's the key to it, proper, is actually a big con game. The people who get to the top in this system are psychopaths, pure and simple. They're the only ones who can figure out the scam. Psychopaths can easily see each other's scams. That's why they get in on each other's scams. They'll blow the whistle otherwise. There's lots of blackmailing goes on between them. But the person who's been totally brainwashed, the goody two-shoes, who obeys all the rules and thinks it's all straight and up, and everybody's very respectable at the top, never figures it out. He's fooled over and over again. But everything, as I say, in the system is clear at some moments in young people's lives. They suspect and catch on to something just simply being wrong. And the elite have always known this because the psychology of the people, the masses, in all ages, has been well studied for thousands of years. And to take this rebellion into a different path, they make sure they use the rebellion of the youth for their own agenda, not the youth's agenda, but for the elite who already run the system. And the youth, surely enough, they adopt all the fashions that are given to them, just like Plato talked about 2,300 years ago. And the music they adopt too, thinking it's theirs, and they think they're on a roll. You're energetic, you're young, your hormones are raging, and you're easily led. Never dawns on you that even the songs that you hum and you sing, the little hooks that they have in near the songs, the little phrases that you all join in on, are created by generally much, much older people, even though they pick young people to sing them to you. There's a good link I'm going to put up at the end of tonight's show. It goes into some of this weird coincidence between certain stars and people in the military-industrial complex. And it goes into some of the history of the hippie era. And it's called The Strange But Mostly True Story of Laurel Canyon and the Birth of the Hippie Generation. It's quite worth the read because it starts off with the 60s and the Gulf of Tonkin incident and goes through a little bit of that. And then what was happening, the war in Vietnam and the drugs coming in at the same time into the Western world en masse. And also that this bursting forth of a new type of music, electrified music with masses of wattage power behind them. And part of it, Hugh goes, it says, meanwhile elsewhere in the world in those early months of 1965, a new scene is just beginning to take shape in the city of Los Angeles. In a geographically and socially isolated community known as Laurel Canyon, a heavily wooded, rustic, serene yet vaguely ominous slice of L.A. nestled in the hills that separate the Los Angeles Basin from the San Fernando Valley, musicians, singers, and songwriters suddenly begin to gather as though summoned there by some unseen Pied Piper. Within months, the hippie flower child movement will be given birth here, along with the new style of music that will provide the soundtrack for the tumultuous second half of the 1960s. An uncanny number of rock music superstars will emerge from Laurel Canyon, beginning in the mid-1960s and carrying through the decade of the 1970s. The first to drop an album will be The Byrds, whose biggest star will prove to be David Crosby. The band's debut effort, Mr. Tambourine Man, will be released on the summer solstice of 1965. It will quickly be followed by a release from the John Phillips-led Mamas and the Papas, You Can Believe Your Eyes and Ears, January 1966, Love with Arthur Lee, That's Love Me, 1966, Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, with Freak Out, June 1966, Buffalo Springfield, featuring Stephen Stills and Neil Young, in October 1966, then The Doors in 67. But what the curious part was, it goes into some of these particular singers and who exactly they were. And some of them were the sons of big generals in the military. Generals who were all part of this war creation period of the Vietnam era. And generals too, and a lot of these actual singers were all, even though they led the hippie movement and the peace and love and flower power stuff, were rather authoritarian themselves in the way they viewed the world. So I'll put this link up at the end of this show, and you can go through it at your leisure. This is only part one. An idea being to show you that nothing happens by itself, and any big movements, especially to do with social direction, are planned that way. Plato said himself, you cannot have grassroots culture creation because it would throw off any agenda that the elite had. Everything would have to be created at the top and approved from the top and passed down to the public. And that's been true all down through the ages. Prior to the big heavy rock industry coming in, like a tidal burst, you had what was called folk music at the time. And the folk music was, didn't have so much money put into it, but it was very popular. And it was generally about social involvement in the things that were happening as people emerged from the earlier part of the 1900s era, really, because the old doctrines were still in place and money was still was fairly tight and so on, and the big boys had were down on the unions. Social work was being put through folk music, and it was a type of music which made you think and reflect. The big boys came up with the whole idea of drugs, coupled with this sexy music, which would encourage the young to forget all social involvement and just have a great, good old time. That's really what it was about, and that's why they called it sex, drugs, and rock and roll. When you're into all those things, you don't really care what's happening about you in the world. And talking about the psychopaths at the top that run the system, I've been answering a lot of emails today to people, and I can tell where they are in their minds by the questions they ask and the different levels they're at. And some who are still in the horror phase of understanding a lot, but who still jump back into the escapism phase of watching movies and watching television and watching C-SPAN and so on. And they don't realize that you don't need to keep watching the updates of what's being done to you when you already know the agenda. You expect it to come. Accepting reality is all you have to do. Reality is vastly different from your old view of reality. True reality is that, it's the truth. And it's very painful. It's very hard to digest because it's scary. You realize you've been born into a world where it was already controlled. Your parents were controlled, so were your grandparents. You realize that you're getting poorer. You realize that everything that you depend upon to live, your food, your transportation, your gasoline, etc., is skyrocketing. You know that you have no say in this at all because big boys at the top own everything. A few families own it all. And they're in charge. There are no complaints departments. You see the militarization that's been going on for years reach a crescendo right now. You see the laws coming down that these characters will be eventually let loose upon the public because they expect riots, massive riots. And you feel further helpless because you feel there's nothing you can do to prevent it. And all the news and data of what's being done to you isn't going to change it. Simply knowing all the data isn't enough. The change has to come within you yourself. It's like Carl Jung said. It's just like Christianity. Anyone can go through rituals and formula and then belong to the group. But if the inner man isn't changed, nothing has changed at all. It's the inner person who must change. And that's what's lacking. We all know what's right and wrong. And meanwhile, in the system which is corrupt, it's a psychopathic culture which has been given to the public to emulate. It's called success or failure. Most folk are content to shaft the guy below in order to survive himself and to keep his own standard of living up. And that's what's happening down the food chain right now. From the storekeepers to the purchasers to everyone to the guys at the bottom. Everyone's shafting the one below for a higher profit to try and keep up the same standard of living, even as the whole thing is designed to fall. So chaos eventually will break out. That is inevitable. And the elite truly believe, with all their scientific technology and their mass communication, that they've planned for years and years and years that they can literally defeat everyone on the planet and control everyone's minds along the path that's pre-designed that you go, including having you accept one day. And this is on the cards, I guarantee you. It's already starting to be voluntarily sterilized, to save the world. They go down quietly, gladly, to serve the world system. Back with more after these messages.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt back from Cutting Through the Matrix and just discussing the mess we're in. And that's the part that shocks everyone that gets to that particular level when you see the big picture and they almost freak out because, as I say, there's no complaints department. And all really is done, if they continue on that level, they'll self-destruct. They have to go beyond that level because that level is just information overload, and every day more is churned out for us all to talk about. I've used the analogy before of being like lab rats, and every morning they open the door, and in comes a guy in a white coat, and all the rats sit and say, what are they going to do to us today? Are they going to stick the needles in us? Are they going to shock us? Are they going to give us those poison pills? What's it going to be? And that's what we do. We chatter. We chatter like little rats, but we don't do anything. There's no organization out there to do something, you see. And so it can be self-defeating unless you get to a higher understanding and a personal level. And you know what to listen to, what not to listen to. And your mind can soar beyond even all that data that's constantly flooding at you. I liken it to the movies. The movies love to do horror movies where someone gets buried alive. And that's all we're doing. And they say, well, when they put you in the coffin, they put you in the coffin. And then they put down the lid, and it's all dark. And you hear the lid going down, and it's turned dark. And then you hear the nails going in, bang, bang, bang. Well, that's like the news you're getting every day. It's a nail in the coffin, and you discuss it, and you chatter it. There's no one to hear you. And then the next nail goes in until then you hear yourself lowered down, and you hear the dirt getting put on top of you. That's what it's like, unless you literally start becoming alive. Alive is not living in fear. Alive is breaking out of the old you into a new you. Who knows that one day you're going to die anyway? So you might as well stand up and see your peace to whoever it matters to or doesn't matter to. And I mean by to police chiefs, to everyone. Because you have as much right to say whatever you wish as anyone else does, including a prime minister or a president. It makes no difference. And you better start doing it now, because as I say, there's no real organization out there to combat what's happening. Most of the organization which appears to be against the system, the big foundations, etc., are just the left-wing sides of the same bird. Same body, two wings. It's up to individuals to change this, because this truly is a war to crush all individuality. They want the herd. They call us the herd now, even in the medical journals. Call it herd immunity, herd management. They don't have the term individual. They cannot handle that term. An individual is a problem today. And there's another link I'm going to put up too, before going to the calls. Let's mention this one. It's on Rumsfeld. This declassified information that came out. This particular one came from Global Research Online Journal, May 16th, but also has links to the original article from the Huffington Post, May 16th, 2008. It says, in a new release tape of 2006, neocon luncheon meeting featuring former War Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, attended by ex-military message force multiplier propaganda shills, Lieutenant General Michael DeLong, David Grange, Donald Shepard, James Marks, etc., it says Rumsfeld declared that the American people lack the maturity to recognize the seriousness of the threats and need another 9/11. And need another 9/11. I thought I'd stress that for effect. So these are the psychopaths at the top who discuss this sort of stuff amongst themselves, because the herd isn't being petrified. You see, they're not terrified enough. So we need another 9/11. Exactly the same thing that H.G. Wells said after World War I, when they wouldn't give up all their sovereign rights and go into the League of Nations. It's the same thing they reiterate over and over. These characters will bring these things on. That's their nature of the psychopath. And normal folk can't imagine anyone doing something to kick off a world war. And that's exactly why they get away with it. We won't believe them. We won't believe that humans could do this. But that's the history of the world. World War I and II were long in the prediction and the planning, and run by the same big bankers, big rich families, many of whom are still up there today in the U.S. system. But in this particular column here, that also Brzezinski in the Grand Chessboard, where he says that only an attack on the order of Pearl Harbor would cause the American people to support an imperial mobilization and a world war. It also talks about Rumsfeld, who, it says here, he wrote the Go Massive memo, Go Massive. That was total war. And it says he gleefully declared that the Bush administration finally had the green light to kill not only UBL, Osama bin Laden, but Go Massive, sweet it all up, things relayed and not. He says, goes on to say, it provided the kind of opportunities that World War II offered to refashion the world. And we were taught at school that all the tyrants died in ancient times with Nero. And here they are alive and well, right out in the open, and the public can't recognize it because they wear suits and ties, not military uniforms. It's quite interesting how perception can be altered by our indoctrination into the business suit of respectability, isn't it? Well, I'll go to the callers now. I've got Lou from Miami on the phone, I think. Are you there, Lou? Oh, there's a break coming up. I'll hold on, Lou, and I'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and we're cutting through the matrix and I'm going to the phones and we'll see if Lou from Miami is there.
Yes, Alan, how are you?
How are you?
How are you, Alan? Listen, Alan, for about 2 weeks now I've been hearing bits and pieces of your show because my husband is the avid listener and I'm just a background, and I grasp a lot of what you have to say, you know, about the government and the concerns we have with our government these days, of which I have a lot of, because I always say that I'm on my way out, and I feel, you know, I feel for my son who's still in his 20s and,
yeah,
you know, growing up in an environment that I am not used to, because, you see, I come from a family that was not in any means considered, I say, mainstream, if that's the word. You know, we came from Cuba in the 60s. My father was a pharmacist. My mother was a working class. You know, she was, everybody worked in my house real hard to make ends meet. But we had a very eclectic home of where music was always heard. Opinions were always expressed at the table. Mm-hmm. And my father, instilled in me something that was very, very delicate in this society of which I see is just, it's getting lost, which is the fear of God and the fear and the respect of the elderly. And, you know, and at the nucleus of any change, I think, because I used to go and I used to hear rock concerts and I was from a Catholic upbringing, I mind you, you know, and I used to go hang out with the hippies. Of course, I knew I couldn't be a hippie because I couldn't, had to take a shower every day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I would come home and I'd have all these mixed feelings about what I wanted to be versus what I was being taught at home. And I just see that the society of today is losing what is called the nucleus of a home, you know, and the nucleus of a home is the center of any. You can have all kinds of ideas and changes and do all kinds of things, but if you don't have that respect of the elderly and the fear of God, I think you can fight government with those ideals even. You know what I mean?
Well, that was the whole plan with even the 60s era, was to destroy the bonding between the generations and to literally separate them. I mean, completely separate them into almost a different species. And that's how eventually, and they're also getting taught at school, the big slogan, don't trust anyone over 30. And that was repeated over and over by professors and propaganda. And this is your time, your era. And that was to break the bonds between parents and children. And society, the state, as always planned, the state would then give the youngsters their ideals and their ideas. And that was very, very successful. And, of course, they also knew. Now, the hippie era, you know, was not a new thing, an idea. They tried this right after World War One in Germany. And they sprung up these young camps for youngsters and so on, into nature, the wanderlust back to nature. They'd all been tried and experimented with, and lots of scientists went over from the U.S. and Britain and other countries to study this phenomenon. And they simply revamped it and brought in the drugs with it again and the music, and they called it the hippie era. Nothing has been, they never put something out there that hasn't been tried and tested already.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's just that I sense, and I sense it in my son, and I sense it in the youth of today, is that they've lost the notion of value, you know? It's
yes.
Like we had to live with what we had, you know, and sort of like embellishing what we had. I mean, we had a good stereo system because my father said we had to have good music in the house and we ate good food, and but we never went beyond these means that were like beyond realistic means. And I feel that way about government these days. It's beyond realistic means. It's all so fake and so pretentious. And forget the family home. These kids nowadays don't even have a notion of I don't know.
Well, They can't even bond with a man can't bond with a woman for any length of time and vice versa because it's conditioned into them. Because promiscuity is they knew if they could push it very, very young and have multiple partners, the chance of long-term bonding was null and void. Again, it's all psychology. It was understood before they pushed it.
So,
once there's no family to stand up for an individual, the government has you where they want you, then government
exactly.
can literally talk right to you and no one's going to stand up for you.
I just wish there was somebody, like, you know, you have so many good things to say. There was somebody out there that just would start instilling a little bit more of that, you know, bringing back these values that I couldn't have been more rebellious. My poor mother suffered with me like you could not imagine. But it anchored me. That anchored me for the rest of my life. And eventually I have been brought back to my roots, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, after a very tumultuous, I would think, life of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, I've always been a 9-to-5-er, but I've always maintained my idealist values, the ones that I have, not forming a rat pack of any form.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't follow mainstream. I'm sorry. If I'm ever considered that, it's completely wrong because I'm not.
Sure.
But I just think that these values are completely being misconstrued. And then the continuation of the pushing of drugs and pharmaceuticals. This
mm-hmm.
It's got me crazy. Every time I turn around, there's a pill for everything.
There's a pill for everything.
I take celestial
seasonings even
to go to sleep at
night. The big boys
said
back in the 60s they would like to have a total society that was medicated and placid. This was written in multiple books by professors at the time. And one way or another, they have got their wish. And you understand there's a war going on the people. That's what it's all about. It's an ongoing war, long-term, and it's planning intergenerational. With a definite goal, they're moving now towards the creation of new kinds of humans. They're even mixing humans and animals together. They just passed that law in Britain. This was, again, written about as far back as the early 1900s. They wanted this strategy and this particular plan. And
so
we live our lives never realizing
that we're under attack. Little by little until it becomes...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen, Alan, I'll pay more attention to you, and I know your listeners are predominantly male, but I want you to know that I'm listening to you, too.
I appreciate it.
Okay, sir. You're welcome.
Now we've got Redwan Jordan. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is that Jordan?
Yes, that's me.
I remember you from before. Yeah, you called before.
Yeah, peace be upon you.
Yes, how are you?
Yes, I want to thank you for all your hard work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I want to, last show I heard was with Alex Jones, and I think you and Alex make a wonderful team. It's the ultimate blow for the elite, I hope.
Well, it's all we can do at the moment in this venue. That's all we can do. All we have right now is the right to think and the right to speak, and even that will be curtailed pretty shortly, I think.
Yes. I hope you guys can make a difference.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, there's thousands of people get in touch with you all the time, thousands and thousands, and it's just they understand now. They're starting to really catch on very quickly and climb up the ladder and get above the clouds and see the sky for the first time. And that's what it's all about, because when you realize that everything that's ever been in the past, every cherished value, whatever, every bit of love between people is being destroyed right now, and the ability for it to even happen again is being terminated, and these mad scientists, these creatures or psychopaths are on a roll, very smug, and that's often their Achilles heel when they get to this stage. We have to somehow stop where they're going, because we're going into utter scientifically controlled slavery. And once we're in it, it'll be impossible to get out of it. We've got to do it now. In last few years, that's all we have left.
Okay. I have an advice for your listeners and for myself, and then a clustered question that has to do with the advice. I advise people to stock some dates, honey, coconuts, all the long-lasting food stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I did some research on honey, bee honey. If it's natural, it doesn't expire, and it's very nutritious. One could survive on it.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I mean, the average person, even the ones listening to these shows, should be doing basic stuff for preparations. Because we're being told what's coming down. They're telling us what's coming down. And people should be storing up even dried foods, stuff they can mix with water, beans and peas and soup mixes. All these kind of things can be stored for years. And that they should be doing the basic stuff while they can still get it and while it's still fairly cheap.
Okay. So my question then is, what is the link between the advantage of stocking honey and the fact that honeybees are actually disappearing, and then Einstein's quote, that once the bees are gone, humanity is gone?
Well, he was talking too. Actually, Einstein was talking from two different levels, because he was a member of some very high societies. But on the exoteric level, he was telling you about that bees literally are what pollinate the crops in the fields. And we know there's even biowarfare going on, because the bees are dying off in a time when Monsanto and Cargill and all the big boys have got their modified crops in. It's killing off the bees, because you put 10 times the amount of pesticides on them. The bees go in there and get killed. That's what's killing off the crows as well. So It's okay for these particular guys, because they sell you new seed every year. But for the rest of the farmers with the old type crops, the old seed, you need bees to pollinate, and that's generally what beekeepers do. You hire out your hives to the farmers, put them in their fields, and they'll pollinate the fields. But the bees are under attack. On an esoteric level, Einstein was talking about the worker bees, but he's talking about people, because they do classify them as, they use the beehive as a symbol of society. with the queen bee and the drones and all the worker bees below them. So in other words, it's the worker bees, the people themselves, that keep this whole system going. We are the ones, and it's true what Marx said, all things come through labor. That's the only, it's the only way wealth, any kind of wealth or real wealth is created. And the big boys at the top simply gather the honey and they profit from it. We get nothing back. We don't get the royal jelly. We get the denaturalized stuff. They keep us dumb and stupid and workers. We run literally like a beehive, and this, even the ancient esoteric people understood this thousands of years ago. That's why Cleopatra had the symbol of the beehive too. That was the perfect society. But so yeah, on that level too, when we are wiped out, altered, they're going to create a new type of worker bee. They've told us that, more efficient, it'll cause them no problems at all. You'll be unable to even think of yourself as a separate individual. You'll be part of the hive. And that's the words they used at the International Science Meeting at Loyola University. The new Newt Gingrich kicked off. Yeah.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you for your explanation, and I'll talk later.
Okay, thanks for calling. Now, we've got Joe from California. Is there, Joe? Hello, Joe.
Hi, Alan. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I just wanted to touch on what you were talking about earlier about everybody knowing right versus wrong. I think that's absolutely truth, and it's when people start swallowing the lies from the elitists that perception of right versus wrong starts to be shifted. And I see that today where many Americans and people that have lived in privileged countries, are starting to adopt the traits of their masochist masters. Or their sadist masters. And, you know, there's always a subclass. Americans kill the Arabs, send the Mexicans back, never looking at their own enslavement. And,
They don't. You're absolutely right there. They don't see their own enslavement. In fact, they don't see that their own usefulness is terminated once this goal is through. They won't need them either.
And as a young American going through the public school system, I was raised a little differently than most, so I've always been awake and able to see, like you said, especially when you're young, you know that something's wrong. You know the difference between right and wrong, but everything in the world you see around you isn't the same as what you think it should be.
Yeah.
And so I didn't go through the horror stage that most people go through. I didn't go through that as long. But what I see today is, like, again, people adopting their traits of their masters, never seeing their own enslavement.
Yeah.
That being said, we tend to refer to our masters as the elitists.
Mm-hmm.
What I see, though, is that they are psychopaths and that they can only tap into a dark side.
Yes.
Us as humans and being able to feel compassion, I think we can tap into that dark side if we choose to, but we can also choose to tap into a compassionate, a humanist, and a lighter side.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, how do the elitists continue through history to have the upper hand on us, only being able to tap into a dark side and a psychopathic side? How is light never able to win out in the end?
It's quite simple. Since the introduction of money, it was their system. That was the key to every upset foundation, was this coin
game
called money.
It is the root of all evil.
It's the root of all evil. It's not just the love of it. It's literally money itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have money and you're not in charge of what its value is as an individual, a third party is. That third party becomes the master over the two people who are bartering.
Right.
And he decides what it's worth, what it's not. Then he can tax it back from you and take your labor from you. Money is what this whole world runs on. Every system or taxes go toward to create all the weaponry that enslaves us, all the high technology that enslaves us, to all the think tanks that sit and scheme and plot of how to conquer the world and the minds of everybody in it. We pay for everything through our labor. It's taken from us because we all have to get a job, as they call it, and earn a wage. We're not taught to go out and grow crops. We're taught to earn money to buy food.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key to everything, is money. It's been here for a long time. About 800 BC, the first coin was minted as coin, and that's when it really went downhill. Before that, they were measuring gold, weighing it, and even then the Phoenicians had a monopoly on the whole ancient world. And they had gold mines as far as the Ukraine at that time, and even into Russia. And he had it worked out that a quarter troy of gold was worth one slave's life. So that's how they put the value on the gold itself. It was incredible. They went through thousands of men every few weeks, and they made deals with all their war masters that they introduced money to start wars. They'd fund them to start wars on the condition that they'd get X amount of slaves from the conquered people. And that's how they kept their minds on the go. This is an ancient history, and until this is understood by the people, they've had it. You see, no one can walk out of this system. You can't tell the tax man to go away, or the property tax man to go away, or etc. We're all leaned on, like the mafia leans on you for money, not for anything else. It's for money. If you can't pay up, they'll take everything you've got and put you on the street. And we call this civilization. This isn't civilization. This is an evil, a very thorough, intelligent system. And because it's simple, it's normal. We're born into it. Everyone earns money. We're taught to. That's the only function of school, really, apart from indoctrinating you downwards. It's their system, and we have to get out of it. Hold on till after these.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and just talking about this ancient system. It is ancient, it's what they call civilization. Civilization is tied in with money, with an elite class that creates a leisure class that they can train, who does the think tank work, who plans the future, and the uses of the sciences. And we cannot go on any other road in civilization except the one we're on. It's inevitable, because only the psychopaths can climb to the top in a cutthroat fashion and become what we call successful. It means destroying everyone in your path to get there. And that's what it means. So ordinary, decent people don't do that, and you stay at the bottom. Very, very simple. And now we've got a caller from England. I should try and get him in before the show finishes. It's Justin from the UK.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Not so bad.
I just wanted to say, before a question, I just received your books today, the Cutting Through Volumes 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
I've almost finished them, and very much enjoying them, very informative. The question I had was regarding Codex Alimentarius,
mm-hmm.
which I've heard a little of and seems to be a major tool towards the end game of culling the human herd, as the elites, I guess, would say.
Yeah.
What are your sort of thoughts on Codex Alimentarius?
There's no doubt at all that they want to take all vitamins and minerals off the shelves, but be prescription only eventually, because all the food that we're getting given today by the big agri-food businesses is denaturalized. They don't have the minerals in the soil. They don't have the vitamins. They grow the vegetables chemically, but they're lacking nutrition and nourishment. That's why there's so many obese people, because they're actually overweight, but their body is seeking something they're not getting. They're malnourished, in a sense, and they want to make sure we have a sick, unhealthy population. Remember, they've talked for years about bringing the population down, and it must be brought down. They keep saying it must be brought down. Well, these guys don't ask for volunteers. They go ahead and do it. They've been doing it their whole lives, actually, through inoculations and other means. And people have to get that through their heads. How else could they do it except just go ahead and do it surreptitiously, quietly, on the side, train you to see it being as something else has been done to you for your own benefit, and you actually volunteer and get a needle stuck in your arm, or you eat their food. And I talked to a person the other day. They're from Britain. Four of his friends, under the age of 40, have come down with cancers, three of them cancers of the stomach. Well, that was one of the first things they showed us on the GMO food. When they tested it in rats and mice and all the rest of it, all the different creatures had tried it on got cancer off the stomach. Well, hey, we're eating the same spuds now. So this is no surprise to me.
Right, right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
well, thanks very much. That's all I really needed to know. I hope you can continue your work through your website.
Yeah.
And I'll be definitely back to get your CDs as well from your website.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Alan.
Bye now. Now, we may have a quick call from Mark in Pennsylvania. Are you there, Mark?
I am, Alan. And by the way, for callers who, there's a gap. I don't know if you're aware of this, Alan. When you say, are you there, Pennsylvania, there's like a two-second delay before we come on.
Okay.
Real quick, because I know you're at the end of the broadcast here, I find when I wake up people that I tell people that the word therapist is the rapist.
That's the rapist. I've been telling them that for years. Yeah.
Are there any other words like that that I can hit them with?
There's hundreds.
Where can
hundreds
I find them?
I used to teach courses in them, yeah.
Maybe next on the show next time you can go over that. That'd be great.
Okay. Thanks
Thank
for calling.
Sure.
Well, from Hamish and myself up in Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God or your gods. Go with you.
Thanks. Can you send me that title?